The following is Jared Spool's keynote, Mobile and UX, Inside the Eye of the Perfect Storm from UX Thursday, Detroit. UX Thursday is brought to you by UIE and Vitamin T. For more information about future UX Thursday events, visit uxthursday.com. That's uxthursday.com.
So, the work that we've been doing at UIE over the last few years, all of a sudden, two things have sort of just really jumped out. One is that suddenly, out of nowhere, everybody was focused on mobile. Mobile devices have been around for a really long time, but nobody was paying attention to it. Nobody thought, well, our stuff would end up on mobile. And then suddenly, it did. And so we saw this, and it was part of what was happening in boardrooms. Our work, we get into executive suites quite often, and we're talking to CEOs and C-level folks, and they're all talking about mobile, and they're talking about what they have to do on mobile. And at the same time, we notice that they're all talking about user experience. They're all using the phrase user experience or customer experience, and they're talking about our user experience has to be much better than it is, has to be more important. And again, been doing this for 30 years, been talking about this for 30 years, but suddenly now this is a big deal. So we set out a few years ago to try and figure out why now? What is it about now? And so what I thought I would talk about today is what we found out in that research. And to start that journey, I want to start here with a Coke bottle. It's actually not the Coke bottle I'm interested in. It's the cap. See, it has this red cap up here. And if you take off that cap and you look underneath it, there's a 12-letter code. And that 12-letter code is intended to be used on a website. Here it says mycokerewards.com. And if you go to that website, mycokerewards.com, what you will find is a place where you enter the code, it awards you points, and then you can use, luggage and movies and gift cards and, most importantly, more Coca-Cola. But when they first launched this site, if you decided to go look at this on your iPhone, it didn't look like that. It looked like this. It said, sorry, you don't have Flash. And then gave you instructions on how to get Flash for your iPhone, which you could try that all you wanted, but that wasn't going to get you anywhere. So it was interesting that this was what they'd made for a design decision, right? That it worked on the desktop system, but it didn't work on the phone. And how much more likely are you going to be next to a phone when you open a Coke bottle than next to a desktop computer when you open a Coke bottle? And it isn't just Coca-Cola that ran into this. Around the same time, if you went to the Fox Weather website, you got a message that said, alternate HTML content should be placed here. I hope you've brought some. This content requires the Adobe Flash Player. Get Flash. Okay, that's not going to work, I can tell you. You can spend a lot of time trying to get Flash for that phone. It ain't going to happen. I was walking down this street a couple years back in Washington, D.C., and on a telephone pole was this sign. It said, Mike Panetta, shadow representative. Now, I always suspected that there was a shadow government in Washington, D.C. It never occurred to me they had to run for office. But I guess they do. What's interesting about this was this QR code that appeared in the bottom right-hand corner. This was one of the first times I'd ever seen a QR code, particularly on a political campaign. I was like, oh, cool. What do you get when you click on this? So I fired up my phone and found the QR app and loaded it up. And what I got was the upper left-hand corner of Mike Panetta's website. The rest of his website apparently is in the shadows. I'm not sure this is the experience they wanted. Also a few years back, I was in, of all places, Lapeer County, Michigan. Don't ask me why. It involved a hood and drugging and just woke up there naked. But I walked into the Lapeer County Bank and Trust Company, and there they had this sign that said, let your fingers do the banking. And this picture of someone doing banking on their website on what seemed to be a 1990s Nokia phone. Right? Which is pretty damn impressive. And so I went off to try and figure out, well, what would it look like on my 2007 iPhone? And it looked like something you couldn't use, quite amazingly. We were doing an event at one of our conferences at a Marriott, and in order to connect to the Wi-Fi, which, by the way, I know many of you are trying to connect to the Wi-Fi, we apparently have used all of the internet. It's being rationed out, so you will get your turn at some point. But here at this event, if you want to connect to the Wi-Fi, of course you know that the only thing that will be useful is clicking on that little red button right there. And once you click on that little red button, you get brought to a screen, which then you're not supposed to click there or there, but instead you're supposed to enter a 10-digit code in that little box at the very bottom. And of course, these screens are all unreadable, and they're very hard to use. And it turns out that lots of websites have problems like this. And we're trying to figure out, well, why are all these websites so bad? And we realized that there's actually a law of nature that explains this. It's called Sturgeon's Law. And Sturgeon's Law was created by this guy. This is Theodore Sturgeon. And he's a science fiction writer, and he was at a convention, and they were doing a panel, and during the convention, they had a Q&A, and during the Q&A, someone gets up and says that he's from a mainstream media outlet, and he says, Dr. Sturgeon, I wonder if you could answer this question that's always been puzzling me. He says, why is 90% of all science fiction writing complete crap? And Theodore Sturgeon thinks about this for a moment, and he leans forward to the microphone, and he says, well, 90% of everything is complete crap. And that's Sturgeon's Law. 90% of everything is complete crap. And it turns out it's pretty much true. If you go to all the restaurants in Detroit, 10% are really awesome, but 90%, they're not that great, right? Any experience, it's going to be that way. 90% is complete crap. And web technology and mobile technology, it's not immune to these things. 90% of things are complete crap. We just tend to gravitate towards the 10% that are decent. So we don't expose ourselves to the crap as often as it exists in nature. And we can see this, right? This isn't